Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backwards, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Hee-Haw episode.
Get on the grid.
Hee-Haw. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
Kick gets blocked. Blocked by Cincinnati, and now a chance for the Bearcats. On the deflection. Up the middle. There you go. Board. Down into the open with the power and the speed combo. Touchdown, Bearcats. Ritter keeps it, dumps it short, tight end Wiley, touchdown, his second of the game. They said they were going to try to get him more involved. He's been very involved, and Cincinnati punches it in from 3 yards out.
They didn't win by the margin of victory expected, but it's a win. They remain undefeated. You're going to have some games like this. They move on.
All right, college football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joined, as always, by the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is, go for the two, go for the chalk, go for the medical report, whatever you want to call him today. That is our good friend, Joe Public, our good friend, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
Hey, you got a little pep in your step today. I like it.
I try to do that every day, Joe. I guess sometimes the pep in the step, how big it is going to depend on what kind of morning the kids gave me. So I guess that sometimes that will depend on how – there's always pep, Joe, but the question of how much there is is definitely dependent on how the first few hours of my day go. There's no question there.
Honey, leave me alone. I'm sitting on a Notre Dame ticket. I got stuff to do. Geez. I can't go to the drugstore, right?
Joe, don't even get me started for this weekend. Halloween falling on a Sunday is bad enough. You know, with at football Sunday, I got the Halloween going on. The kids all dressed up, going trick-or-treating. All the nonsense really is on Saturday. Halloween parades, Halloween parties. And we've already discussed. I mean, the slate is incredible on Saturday. There's so many great games. And I am going to be going back and forth, bobbing the head from TVs to Halloween nonsense throughout the whole weekend. So, Joe, I already got plans for how I'm going to watch all these games. We are going to, as always, here early in the week, we're going to talk a lot of futures today. We'll check out the updated national title odds, Heisman odds, conference odds, et cetera, to make the playoff. I need to start with some coaching stuff, Joe, because there is a lot of news, some hot and heavy stuff in college football. Now, Matt Wells got fired yesterday at Texas Tech. Nothing like firing a guy who's 5-3 so far this year. I get it. Blew the 24-10 lead against Kansas State over the weekend, which you talked about yesterday. Awful job by Texas Tech. But, Joe, 5-3, and here's the problem for the Red Raiders. The worst thing they ever did, ever since Leach left, they can't find a coach. It's just that simple, Joe. That's
they
how it goes.
They want an elite coach, too, Carver. They don't just want, a good coach. They want an elite coach at Texas Tech.
I don't know if that's happening, but they've already got, I'm sure they got Sonny Dykes on the radar. He already said this morning, I'm not talking about other jobs. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, he's got history there with the father coach. He's got a lot of history with Texas Tech. We'll see how that goes. But another job opens down there in Lubbock. Now, I know you saw this Mike Tomlin stuff yesterday with USC and Carson Palmer, Joe. I'm sure you saw that. Tomlin, just in the last half an hour, address this, and this is, this is half NFL, half college, but it involves USC. Here's Tomlin's quote, Joe. I don't have any time for that speculation. That's a joke to me. I've got one of the best jobs in all of professional sports. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? Never say never, but never. There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. I don't think Tomlin wants the USC job, Joe.
No. No, does he want the LSU job, though? That's another question.
Wow, come on. I think he said all college football right there. I don't think any reporter's going to have the guts to go and ask him about another college job after that.
Why would he want to go to college? I mean,
no, exactly.
I mean, he could retire now. If he's not with the Steelers, what has he been there? Like 19 years, Super Bowl winning head coach. Yeah. I mean, just a dominating performance. Took them to the playoffs each and every year for the most part. I mean, why would he want to regress, go back to college and take over a program, especially he's a blue-collar guy, right? I mean, his teams are always physical. This USC team, they're like prima donnas. I mean, come on, at the end of the day, they don't block, they don't tackle, they don't catch. Yeah, like Mike Tomlin, Super Bowl winner, come over.
Right.
You know?
Look, we know that they want all these schools that are going to be open in job show, they all want big names. We get it. Because there's going to be a lot of quote unquote big name schools in the mix. And that's why a place like Texas Tech, I don't know what they think they're getting. I mean, when you got LSU open, USC open, potentially Miami and Nebraska open as well by the end of the season, we'll see how all that goes. And I honestly, Joe, this is what I talk to you about all the time. Like, third year for Wells. Like, he's actually starting to make an improvement this year. He's 5-3. He actually...
They don't like him.
Well, 13-17. I get it. He comes from Utah State. I mean, seriously, that... How do you fire a guy when he's 5-3?
Well,
I just...
This was... let me just say something. There was a lot of rumors last year about him being fired at the end of the season. And he made some changes to his staff, and they allowed him to come back. But then, obviously now, knowing that there's potential candidates out there mid-season, and I'm sure somebody was sitting on a Texas
Tech minus know one
ticket.
They must know something.
Somebody was sitting on a Texas Tech minus one ticket on Saturday. And
Joe. Like, they must know someone who wants the job if they're firing a guy with this many games left and they're 5-3. They must know. They must have their eyes on somebody.
One, they have their eyes on somebody, and two, they don't want to wait till the end of the year because then the recruiting, right? And signing day and everything else, that you're up against it.
Sure.
So.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back, start looking into some future odds right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe. So we put the coaching stuff to bed. More guys will get fired. You know, this is just a ridiculous
industry
now.
They're going to get
whacked. Oh, because, listen, if you don't win now within a year, you got to go out. You know, get me the next guy. Get me another one. Conveyor belt. Keep moving. Bring another guy in. Let's go. You know, we'll keep paying the buyouts. We're these big schools. They got tons of money. Can't pay the players. You know what? We'll just keep paying all the buyouts. Just keep rolling the coaches in and out.
I'll do a two-year deal. Win now. I'll take over any program. You could pay me $1.7 million.
That's a bargain in today's college athletics.
And if I don't get you to 9-3 in 2 years, if you're under 500 team, I'll walk out the door. No buyout. How about that? All right.
Wow.
I'll get you. That? If it's an SEC school, I'll get you to the college football playoff in year four.
Wow, listen to Joe Lisi laying it down. Maybe the people at Vandy or South Carolina can call you up, and get you in the mix down there in the SEC. All right, Joe, national title. Still Georgia right now, plus 115, I didn't say your favorite, I said the favorite. They are the favorite, plus 115, number one team in the country, undefeated, great defense. Alabama, plus 250. They have crept up a little bit from last week. And the team with the biggest jump from last week is Ohio State, plus 450, Joe. So the Ohio State number getting smaller and smaller by the week as they continue to win these games in big fashion.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they're hot as a pistol. And I can't argue. But they haven't played anybody. Indiana, the week after Indiana had a tight game with Michigan State that, they went total. They drained so much energy. I'm not saying that Ohio State wouldn't have dominated, but at the end of the day, I mean, come on. They're like a punching bag. Rutgers, I mean, I know Rutgers had three big wins early on. Keep chopping, baby. Keep chopping. But come on. I mean, come on. They're like playing. I'm going to throw a Carver. They're playing potato cans. Are we serious? Yes, of course they're flying up the charts. They are. It's like last show when Mike Tyson and I put this team out. C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, 700 yards. He's like playing EA Sports 2014. He's like racking up yards left and right. The guys don't even tackle anymore. There's no tackling in college football. Guys, they arm tackle, they thrust their bodies. They look like, honestly, what was that that boxing dummy that has no arms?
What you're talking about.
It's just an upper man's torso with no arms.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Every defender in college football right now.
Jeez, Joe Lisi.
I tell you what, if I played, and I'm not tooting my horn, being as old as I am, but I think I could rush for 1,200 yards on the ground against some of these teams.
Very possible. I think you could. Yeah, and you're very spry for your age. I bet that you could get it done. You're in great shape. You could do it. You don't need any nothing bad in the body. I think that you'd be able to take care of business there, Joe. All right, now outside of Ohio State, the numbers obviously get a lot larger. Oklahoma, still undefeated, 20-1. Cincinnati, still undefeated, 30-1. Michigan, still undefeated, 50-1. We have a one-loss Pittsburgh at 60-1. I mean, come on. A one-loss Oregon at 80-1. A two-loss
Oregon
State. Yeah, I think. Here's what I can't believe, Joe. Now, I can't believe Iowa State with two losses is there at 80-1 with the same odds as Oregon. Because if you have to ask me right now, Joe, Oregon has an easier path to at least get into the four than Iowa State does.
Right.
Because of their one loss and their win over Ohio State, if they could run the table, which neither of us think they can, but if they did, they would at least have a better conversation piece than a two-loss Iowa State team.
Well, completely agree. Here's the other question I have. What disrespect for Michigan State and Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Both are undefeated. You're telling me 100, and I'm not saying I believe they have a legitimate shot. But there's got to be a respect factor that you're going to put Iowa State at 80-1, who has two losses to Baylor. And on top of that, you're going to put two undefeated teams in their respective conferences in Wake Forest and Michigan State significantly lower than them? Like, seriously? Well, but then you're going to catapult Pittsburgh and Kenny Pickett. They lost to Western Michigan as a 15-point favorite. Are we kidding me? Come on now.
I agree with you on the Pittsburgh front. They're getting catapulted a little bit here. And I think a lot of it has to do with schedule, that they can win. They've already beaten Clemson, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the two reasons, Joe, with Michigan State and Wake Forest that I can see. First of all, with Michigan State, are they gonna, they're going to have to beat all these teams just to get to the playoff, which, of course, is Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. They're going to have to beat all these teams just to get to the playoff. And then when they get there, are they going to beat Georgia and Alabama? I think why the Sparty is 121. And Wake Forest, I don't think people believe yet that they'll go through the ACC unscathed. They're going to get picked off
then,
at some point.
But then why is Michigan 50-1? They have to play Michigan State that they lost to last year. They haven't beaten Ohio State 2 out of 16 times.
You're right. They probably shouldn't be 50-1. You're right. There probably shouldn't be as big a gap between Michigan and Michigan State, 50 and 120. But I think you know the reason why, because it's Michigan and it's Harbaugh. That's why.
I know, but this is what drives me nuts about these breakdowns. And of course, the books establish it to suck you in. Sorry, yes, they want people to, Wake Forest is undefeated. We know, and I talked about it. Wake Forest has the potential. I said it. It's in the preview I put out. They had the potential to be 8-0. They're 16-point favorites over Duke. They do that. You get their win total. And you get the fact that they're 8-0. Now, in the month of November, it gets much
more
difficult.
You did say that, Joe. I'll give you that. You said that all throughout the month of July. Wake Forest has a chance to start the season 8-0. You did.
Right.
You absolutely
said. Did anybody listen? No. Now it's like, I picked Wake Forest. Yeah, all right. Cal Coward. I picked Wake. Yeah, okay. Yeah, like he's watched any game in his life. Anyway, I'm going after him today, okay? His voice drives me nuts. Jeez, but that's Joe. It does. But that's besides the point. I understand why the books do that. But could we have a little respect at the end of the day? It's about respect for some of these programs. We're going to give the respect to Kenny Pickett and Pat Narduzzi with that visor over his face last year.
You're hot for Narduzzi, man. You can't wait for them to go down. They can't go down fast enough.
I would love for Manny Diaz and Taylor Van Dyke to step up this week. I would love it. I would love it. It's a typical Pat Narduzzi game.
Well, here we go. So, look, 6-1. Here's what I would be a dream for me, Joe. Can you give me a little Wake Forest Pitt ACC title game? That would really get people fired up because they don't play each other. So it's possible they could both run the table and get there. Now, Pitt would have to beat, of course, Miami this week, then Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Syracuse.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Here's another disrespect, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mississippi, and I'm not saying I'm buying into Matt Corral. When you hear the picks at the end of the weekend, they might be I might be betting against them. But you do realize that Ole Miss has one loss to Alabama. You do realize that Alabama has one loss to Texas A&M and still has two rivalry games, LSU and Auburn. Listen, if Stanford and Kavita Pritchard could pull off a 42.5-point underdog outright win over USC with Jim Harbaugh at the helm back in the day in 2007, you can't say that Alabama can't lose two SEC games. And if they do, guess what? If Ole Miss runs the table, they're going to represent the West to square off against Georgia. Why are they 100-1?
Because I don't think anybody expects Alabama to lose another game, Joe. That's why. We'll talk about it when we come back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Keep looking at the newest futures right after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Now, Joe, look, I know you're making the case here for Ole Miss that if Alabama loses another game and they can, who are they losing the game to, Joe, before Georgia? Who are they losing the game to?
The Iron Bowl is, I mean, last time they were in the Iron Bowl with Mac Jones, they lost 48-45. You can never say never. You can never say never with the right. And I understand that Alabama does it, but nobody thought Alabama was losing to Jimbo and Texas A&M as an 18.5-point favorite. Although I did pick that game. I'm just
saying. They still got LSU at home, Arkansas at home, and road for Auburn. Forget the Mexico State game. That's a tomato can game. We're not talking about that. Right.
But you can't say it's – I mean, we're talking about rivalry games. There's and any given Saturday. That's why we love college football, because there is the potential for the 42.5-point underdog to strike the upset. Even though it's rare, and even though Alabama hasn't done it, you could just never say that. Let me ask you, is it a 99.9% guarantee? Somebody is to say, yeah, it's guaranteed. No, it's not. Come on. I mean, he could get hurt. Bryce Young goes down in the first quarter with an injury. I mean, you still feel that good with Alabama winning the game? Come on.
No, look, I understand what you're saying. I really do. And I know that this is a year where there's been more outright upsets by teams that are 20-plus point dog this year that feel in something like 10 or 15 years in college football. So it's been happening, Joe, but with Alabama, you know, look, it's right. definitely well, it's
but,
tough.
But I'm saying it's worth a shot. If we're talking like, you know, flyers, lottery
tickets. What is Ole Miss got left here, Joe? Just once, let me get Ole Miss.
They have Auburn this weekend, very tough game. They lost 5 straight to Auburn by
then they got the Hugh Freeze Bowl, which they got Texas A&M at home, which is good. They finish up, of course, and
How about A&M? They have 2 losses, right? They lost to Miss State and they lost to Arkansas.
Right.
Right. They have the head-to-head with Alabama. So, yeah. Okay. So if Alabama.
Okay, but like
one,
I said, all of these scenarios that we're envisioning, they all involve Alabama losing one of these games to LSU, Arkansas, or Auburn.
And it's the same thing. But it's the same thing with Ohio State. You're going to take any other team outside of Ohio State to win the national championship or to get to the college football playoff. You're going to need Ohio State to drop a game in conference. You're going to need Ohio State to lose to Penn State, Michigan State, or Michigan.
Right. No. No question. No doubt. But here's the other thing that, you know, we're talking about getting into the playoff. Okay. Whereas all of those teams in the Big Ten, if one of them can finish with one loss and Ohio State loses a second game, you know, they got to play Iowa to get to the playoff. Whereas even if one of these teams
doesn't... Do they really have to play Iowa? That's not going to guarantee.
Because Iowa
plays Wisconsin and Minnesota's trending right now. They have one Big Ten.
Whoever they play, they're going to be favored over whoever's in the West. Let's just say it that way. But in the SEC West side, let's say your scenario does play out and maybe Alabama does drop a game. Who's waiting for you in the SEC title
Georgia.
Game? Yeah, well, that's a big difference. That's a huge difference. And then you lose that game and suddenly you have two losses or 3 losses. And suddenly you're out of the picture.
You lose that game.
Right. So that's why it's a little tougher for these SEC teams. And that's why the odds are what they are. That's why Ole Miss is 100-1. You know, that's just why they're in this position right now. Honestly, Joe, I think that we do this every week. It's still the same for me. I mean, it's hard for me to go outside of Georgia and Alabama right now. Wynn does have you the prop. Alabama or Georgia minus 240, field plus 220. That's updated this week. Do you want to still take the field at plus 220?
I would take the field. I'll tell you why. I still don't understand the scenario where Iowa State gets in with 2 losses.
I don't have it either. They would need a lot of help.
They would need but again, that's what we're talking about here in terms of just odds. Why a team like Ole Miss or even Texas A&M are significantly further behind than Iowa State? Like, I just feel like if Iowa State runs the table, then the AP and everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon and try to force them into the playoff because they're a Big 12 champion. because they knocked off Oak State and Oklahoma maybe in two times. Well,
they'd have to beat Oklahoma twice to pull that off, right, in the most likely scenario. I don't know why they're at 81. Honestly, I don't get the fascination with Iowa State, Joe. I don't think that you do either. They've already got their two losses. Played a tough game with Oak State. Like, where are they world beaters that they're going to go and win the rest of their games and potentially beat an Oklahoma team twice? I just don't. I don't see it, Joe. I don't see them getting out of here unscathed, and I don't know if their two losses will be good enough anyway. They'll need help.
Right.
They'll need Oregon to lose another game. They'll need all the Big Ten teams to have two losses.
Exactly.
They'll need Cincinnati to drop a game. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen. They need a lot to get
now. Now, that's why I still would back Oregon here. I mean, as long as Oregon takes care of business and wins the Pac-12, they have
plus 110, by the way, for Oregon. Plus 110 to win the Pac-12.
Right, they have the argument over Ohio State because they beat them. So
we have talked about the Oregon scenario a lot here. Oregon, it's very clear path. I mean, it doesn't. It is, because if they can win all their games, they're going to be able to sit there at the end, especially if Ohio State has one loss as well, and go, you can't put them in over us. We beat them. That's going to be their ticket that they can hold.
And the fact that the Pac-12 was on the outside looking in from the college football playoff last year.
Right. No, it's true. Well, they're on the outside looking in every year, Joe.
Well, we know that.
Because they eat each other. They eat each other to death, which is what we still feel is going to happen here. I still feel Oregon will get picked off by somebody in the Pac-12. I still feel they'll lose another game.
Gun to your head. If you had to pick one team right now, outside Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State, which team are you going with?
To win the national title?
Yeah, and
I had to pick one
top four. You got to throw out the top four. Cincinnati, Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State.
Well, you should put Cincinnati in there because it would be so unlikely. I mean, I still think it's a hard task for them to even get into the playoff. If I had to take one team that I would want to back, I think that it would probably have to be Oregon.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too, because you have a dominant defensive player in Kayvon Thibodeau. You have a senior quarterback. You have a team that forces turnovers. You have a team that runs the football. Even though C.J. Verdell's been out, Travis Dye, four touchdowns on the ground last week. Battle-tested, can win on the road. One at the Rose Bowl, one in Columbus.
They are, Joe, but... And here's the thing, and I know I'm sitting here, it sounds like I'm talking on both sides here. I'm telling you, I think Oregon, because they have the easiest path. I just don't believe that they'll be able to take care of that easiest path. I don't trust Oregon. Like, look, they'll beat Colorado. They should win at Washington. God, the Huskies are awful watching that Friday night game against Arizona, Joe. Oh, I
they
wanted
are
to
terrible.
Scream. I was screaming
Although
at the
Although the Arizona
TV.
Unis were fantastic.
They stink. They'll win these games.
Navy blue.
But here's the three games for Oregon. And can they get through them all? At Utah, home for the Beavers, okay? Also
that
tough.
Beaver team, I'll tell you. Beavers are playing lights out, beat them last year. Now they're 5-2 overall. Chance Nolan in that offense moving the rock against Utah
last
week.
And then they're going to have to play either maybe Utah a second time, maybe UCLA a second time, a team they just had a very competitive game with, maybe Arizona State they'd have to play in the Pac-12 title game. So this is, as much as we think Oregon has the easiest path, they need to go out and finish it. They need to go out and finish the job, and I don't trust them to do that. I just don't.
Okay.
I don't trust your boy Mario Cristobal.
My boy. I love when you go, like we're hanging out on the street corner. Hey, Mario, what's up?
Well, they're +110 to win the Pac-12. So if you think that they're going to get there, then they're going to win the Pac-12. So +110.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that was a gutty effort after falling behind 14-0.
It was. And but, let me tell you, I wouldn't mind taking UCLA at 10-1 to win that conference right now. If they can win their games and play in that game, I think they could beat Oregon if they played them again.
Oh, of course. You know, you got to monitor DTR. DTR was held out of practice. Supposedly he was in practice. Didn't throw. That's a concern, obviously, if Garbers has to play this ball game on the road in Salt Lake City. With Utah coming off a loss, that line moved from 4.5 to 6.5 already. Keep an eye out for that.
That's why you're seeing the line
movement.
The Pac-12 is the only Power 5, Joe, that doesn't have a favorite in minus money.
Yeah.
Because Oregon's plus 110. Pitt's minus 140 now in the ACC. That's the spot to look, Joe. There's a team in there that's got value in the ACC. I know if you're not a Pitt believer like me and you, there's a team in there that's got value. There's a team that's going to beat Pitt in there. There's a team in the ACC that's going to beat Pitt. Pitt's not going to win the ACC.
It could be I think you look to Virginia. You look to Wake Forest running the table. I mean, at the end of the day.
Man, they still got Clemson at 10-1. Clemson's not winning the ACC this year. It's over, guys. Just the ship has sailed.
Let's be honest. I'll tell you what. North Carolina poses a potential problem against Pittsburgh.
They pose a potential problem, but in terms of actually winning the conference, they're 3-3 in the conference right now. So they're three games back in the loss column of Pitt in the Coastal. So they're not going to get.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about looking at.
Oh, could they beat them? Yeah, could they beat them? Sure, they could beat them.
That's why you got to keep an eye. I think there's two people in the Coastal that you keep your eye on. Keep your eye out for Virginia, Bronco Mendenhall, Brennan Armstrong playing lights out. Keep your eye out for North Carolina. They have a lot of head-to-head second half of the season.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe. So like I was saying, minus money for everybody in the conference except for Oregon, Oklahoma minus 200, Ohio State minus 250, Georgia minus 150. Man, they got Auburn up there too. Auburn 50-1, Mississippi 50-1. Get the same odds. Texas A&M 80-1. So that's if anybody wants to go with the Joe Lisi scenario for the SEC to get one of those teams ahead of Alabama there towards the end. Iowa State ahead of Oklahoma State now 4-1, 7-1 in the Big 12. Baylor 9-1. Not much in any of these, Joe. Like I feel like the Pac-12 is the one, and maybe the Pac-12 and ACC are still the two where I think you can find some potential diamonds in the rough with some value. I think there's still some teams maybe that could make some hay.
I agree with you 100%. We'll see how it plays out.
NC State loss really hurt to Miami, Joe. I thought NC State, and now they're bumped back down to plus 750. I really thought NC State would be the team in the ACC.
That hurt you. You were upset about that.
Well, yeah, because when you lose to Miami, who's absolutely stunk this year, I don't really have any faith in you anymore. I don't really have a faith when you lose to Miami.
Line movement in that Miami game, too. 11.5-point dogs already 9.5. They're pouring in on the Hurricanes.
You know who's coming in, Joe. The who. Who's coming in on the Hurricanes?
The Sharps are betting Miami. Let me show you this game right here. You see this game right here? 11.5-point dogs, Pittsburgh and Pat Narduzzi. They got this kid, Taylor Van Dyke. A kid throws a dime. Touchdown passes last week.
Can we get a Heisman number on Van Dyke? Let's get Van Dyke on the Heisman board, Joe. Come on. Let's get him up there. Big finish for this season.
Guy's got the paper. He's got the paper. Old school paper. No digital. No phone, no app. He's got the paper. Let me show you. I'm a short.
quickly, Joe, let me blow through these with you. Odds to make the playoffs. As you know, I think FanDuel puts theirs up on Wednesday, but DK has theirs up today. Wake Forest, yes, 13-1, no, 30-1. Yes for 13-1, Wake Forest, make the playoff. I say no.
Yeah, I would take a shot on it.
Michigan, plus 425, yes.
No.
Oklahoma, plus 150, yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I mean, they're minus 170, yes. Plus 150, no for Oklahoma.
I'm conflicted, but I'll say yes.
Oregon, who we were just talking about, plus 650 for yes.
Yes.
I think that's a good one to take a shot at. You're right. Cincinnati, the yes is plus 135. I still say no.
Me too.
I think that I think now look.
I'm hoping Tulane steps up this week.
My no.
I'm hoping.
My no is because I think that there's going to be enough one-loss teams that
to have an argument.
Right. I think Cincinnati needs everybody to have two losses. I think they need a lot of they can't have Ohio State, Oregon, Oklahoma. They can't have all these teams with one or zero losses. They're not going to get it. Alabama and Georgia are both going to get in. So there's only going to be two spots. Go ahead. You can always say something, Joe.
And I'm gonna perk you up a little. What about Notre Dame? I mean, you said
I'm about to get there. I'm about to get to them on the to make the playoff list, Joe. They are on my list. Iowa 14-1. Yes.
No
on Iowa. Pittsburgh plus 425. They've got better odds than Oregon, Joe. They got better odds than Oregon.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm missing.
I don't know either. Georgia.
They lost to Western Michigan.
Georgia, yes, minus 1,200. No, plus 750. I can't go near Georgia, Joe. They're going to be in that SEC title game undefeated.
The reason why you can't say no, you can't say no to Georgia is even if they lose a rivalry game to Florida, just listen.
Well, no, if they lose to Florida, that opens the door.
No, because then they'll still represent the East.
Yes, but that means but then what if they lose to Alabama and get the second loss? See, that opens the door. We're all under the assumption they're going to go into that Alabama game with no losses, and then they lose, and then they'll both have one loss, and they'll both be in. That is the blueprint everybody has. What if they did lose the Florida game?
They can. I like Florida this weekend.
Wow, Joe Lisi. Don't call it the cocktail party, Joe. No cocktail party.
No. No. Let me just say this. I think Anthony Richardson and Emory Jones's athleticism pose a potential problem for Georgia's front seven. I do. I do. And I think that, you know, Dan Mullen's going to pull out all the stops. And when you just look at scheme, that defensive scheme got ripped last year. And Stetson Bennett did not step up.
Let me finish off with you now here, Joe. Last couple for you. Ole Miss, who you talked about, 16-1 for yes. I can't.
I mean, I'm taking a shot. Yes, there's always the potential.
Michigan State, 12-1. Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going there either. And finally, Notre Dame, on a yes, they are 10-1 to make the college football playoff. Now,
yes.
Joe, here is where let me tell you, North Carolina at home, mm-hmm. home for Navy, mm-hmm. at Virginia, mm-hmm. home Georgia Tech, at Stanford. Now. They've got the one loss.
North Carolina is a live dog this weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm sure you do. I know you think North Carolina is a little. They better not lose to North Carolina. That would bother me if they lose at home to North Carolina on Saturday night under the lights at Notre Dame Stadium. I can't have that. But look, Joe, I know nobody wants Notre Dame in the playoff because they, you know, there's this thought that they don't deserve to be there every time that they make it, which is complete nonsense. They absolutely deserve to be there last year. They deserve to be there a couple years ago when they were there. There's a thought they don't deserve to be there because they're not in a conference and blah, 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 blah. A one-loss Notre Dame team with the schedule that they're playing here is just as good as some of these others. Now, they've lost to Cincinnati, so they're going to lose out on any tie break to Cincinnati. They've lost to them already. It'll be very tough for the Irish to get in. But if everybody else keeps losing games and they go 11-1, Joe, which they're not going to do. I've told you from the beginning. Not a great Irish team this year. But with this, they've gotten through the hard part of their schedule.
Yes.
They've gotten through it. The hard part of their schedule, they beat Wisconsin, lost to Cincinnati, won at Virginia Tech, beat USC at home. Now, of course, they got to play North Carolina at home, another tough game. 11-1 Notre Dame, because they're Notre Dame, will be in the conversation.
I agree 100%.
But they'll lose one of these games.
Well, I think they will lose one this weekend.
Well, I don't, but I think it will come. And whether it's they could lose a ridiculous game at Virginia, lose at home to Georgia Tech, they'll lose one of these games. So the conversation will be mute. But they've just been completely dismissed here. Like, you know, they lost already. They're out. One loss right now is going to have you in the mix, the way things are starting to shake out all over the place. But nobody wants to see Notre Dame in there. So we'll see how that goes for everybody. Heisman Joe, Bryce Young, plus 125. Matt Corral, plus 350. And here comes C.J. Stroud, plus 450. Stroud will be in, will have the best odds by Thanksgiving.
If he rips Penn State this weekend, yeah, he will.
He might have the best odds next week if he rips Penn State this weekend.
Yeah.
He might be the favorite.
I mean, here's where I'm conflicted a little bit, because I want to look to the running backs, because like a player like Kenneth Walker at 40-1 controls his own destiny.
Well, I'll say this to you, Joe. If they were handing out the award today and it were based solely on the performance and who's the best player in college football since the season has started, it's Kenneth Walker.
Right.
He should win the Heisman. He's been the best player in college football this year with what he's done for Michigan State.
I mean, 86 rushing yards against Indiana. I mean, he's going to have a huge part of this offense against one of the top run defenses in college football against the Michigan Wolverines. If he dominates and rushes for over 100-plus in this game and then follows that up with a gutty win over Penn State, another blue-collar defense. I mean, come on now.
Let's talk about it from this angle, Joe. He's 40-1 today, okay? And he should be a lot higher. He has been an unbelievable force this year for Sparty. He's the reason why Sparty's undefeated and playing in this huge game on Saturday. If he does on Saturday rip off, let's say, 135 and two touchdowns, Michigan State gets the upset at home against the Wolverines. What's that 40-1 next week? I say it's
20.
I was going to say 17-20. I was going to say right in that range.
At least.
Right in that range.
You know? Yep.
I got to tell you, Joe.
Happens to Stroud if he goes out and he rips Penn State? Is he like plus 125?
If Stroud has a monster game against Penn State this week,
yep.
I think that, and Bryce Young's not playing, right? That LSU game's not till next week. They're off this week. I think Stroud's going to probably be even with Bryce Young if he has a huge game against Penn State. He'll be plus 125, or they'll move Young down a little, and they'll both be plus 150.
What does Pickett do if he throws, you know, let's say they cover against Miami, and he throws for like 300, two touchdowns, no interceptions? Is he going to be then all of a sudden, him and C.J. Stroud, we're going to have Kenny Pickett in the conversation, huh?
I don't think he's going to get up into the Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud area. Not yet. I think they'd have to keep ringing off wins. I think we'd have to get to mid-late November, Thanksgiving weekend, before Kenny Pickett catches them.
You know what we need? We need the media narrative. That's what pumps this thing.
But that's
like,
where you get
the media starting to.
Well, that's the thing, and they're starting to back Kenny Pickett. To be quite honest with you, they're starting to back Pickett, and they're starting to back Stroud, which is why I feel those are the guys you got to look at. Forget these other. The only guy that you could even consider right now, Joe, 40-1 or more, is Kenny Walker. That's the only guy that I would even consider. All these
Brandon
other guys are
Armstrong.
These guys are all finished.
What about Brandon Armstrong?
No, come on, Joe.
He's a lefty.
I don't care.
Come on.
No
Brennan
shot.
Armstrong, the guy eats iron and crap steel.
He's got no shot. Drake London in the mix at 80-1 right now.
Joe. Well, Drake London, come on. I mean, if you're Drake London, you want to win the Heisman, you pulled that game out last week. I mean, come on.
Drake London.
He's because these U.S. and
Hendon Hooker on the board this week at 101, Joe. Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker is the third ranked quarterback in that all of FBS, right behind.
All right, look, final weekend of October, Joe. This is who it is, right? It's Bryce Young, Corral, Stroud, Kenny Pickett, and Kenneth Walker. To me, it's those five.
Walker, I'm taking Kenneth Walker.
Well, he's going to need to win these games. You know they won't give it to him. If they lose two of these three games to Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, they won't give it to him, even though he has been the best player this year. They're going to give it to one of the quarterbacks.
You're right, but let me ask you this. What does it take for a running back to win it? I mean, that's the problem.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot.
2,000 yards didn't get it done with Jonathan Taylor.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Joe. If they somehow pull off the miracle here and they win all these games and go to the Big Ten title game undefeated, he's winning the Heisman.
I agree. That's why I say if you're looking for a player over the 30 or 40 to 1 area, you have to go with Kenneth Walker because he controls his own destiny.
He's the only deep shot left.
Right.
Out of all these guys. If you're not going deep shot, then it's the top four right now. Young, Corral, Stroud, and Pickett.
Which is sort of like, yeah. It's like, yeah.
But that's why there's opportunity for Kenneth.
L-E-T-E-N-E-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Kenneth Walker, if they actually won these games, or even if he performs extremely well in these games that everybody's going to be watching.
You know why I get depressed talking about the Heisman? It means the season's over.
College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We will come back and wrap it up here on the grid. The season's, we got a long way to go, Joe. We're halfway done. There's more weeks to play. We'll be back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Now, Joe, you said something in passing while we were going through the odds for teams to make the college football playoff, and I quickly ran through Cincinnati, and you quietly muttered, man, I hope, you know, we need Tulane this week. You're not going back to the Green Wave again.
I didn't say I need Tulane. You said you're not backing Tulane. I said, you never know. If I feel all the money's on Cincinnati again, I'm going to take a shot. It all depends on where. Listen, I'm a contrarian player if I believe that people are banging out a team and if there's a potential look at it. It's a road game. It's in Louisiana. And I'm not sold on Cincinnati. Being like Alabama.
I know you're not.
It's Cincinnati.
But here's the only reason why I'd be worried, you know, of trying to go against Cincinnati again this week. Do you think they're going to be flat 2 weeks in a row and have a letdown 2 weeks in a row with them knowing how badly they need to pace teams every week? Like,
we're also talking about the ability meaning Tulane, the passing game. Tulane has gotten blown out by lethal passing games, SMU. Yes. That's not Cincinnati. They're not throwing for 500 yards a game. And so you got to look at the football matchup. Tulane's a running offense. They're going to shorten the game, and they're going to say, let's get it into the fourth quarter somehow, some way. And Michael Pratt is mobile. So I haven't broke this game down enough, but at the end of the day, if I feel there's the potential to make money, I'm back in Tulane. I'll back Tulane. I'm not gonna, just because I lost money in recent weeks on them doesn't mean
It's early in the week, Joe. I'm not gonna make you commit to a pick right now. Believe me, I'm gonna make.
On the best bet level.
You got all week, baby. You got all week, Joe. Great job, my man. I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll start really diving in. This is an incredible slate, and we'll start going through it tomorrow right here on College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.
The most
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.